You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which wraps up the events of Dalal Street in under 4 minutes. My name is Rakesh and it seems on Dalal Street, happy days are here again. And if you think that's a song from Om Jai Jagdish, never forget that it was also the tagline of Thumbs Up when it was launched in the 70s. And why am I saying that happy days are here again? It's the third consecutive session of gains. Bulls on hump day seem to have had a bit of a ride on Dalal Street. All the things you need to know about Dalal Street coming to you in a nice little wrap. We like to call an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, it's another positive close for the market, making it the third consecutive session of gains. Nifty ended above the 10,700 mark. A surge in IT names, along with a rally in select index heavyweights, boosted the market. Stability in crude oil prices, which resulted in the rupee recovery, increase in FII's buying, and hope of trade talks between US and China boosted market sentiment. Likely status quo by the Reserve Bank of India in its December policy after stable retail inflation and PSU banks' recapitalization also aided the rally. Among the sectors, IT and energy were the top gainers, while auto, consumption, infrastructure and metals ended in the red. The Nifty Midcap Index too closed with cuts of 1%. At the close of market hours, as a summary, the Sensex closed up 203.81 points, or 0.57% up at 35,716.95, while the Nifty shut 43.25 points up, or 0.4% up at 10,728.85. The market breadth was negative as 996 shares advanced against a decline of 1,576 shares, while 157 shares remained unchanged. TCS and Infosys, the country's top two IT sector companies, were the top gainers today, while Yes Bank, Bharti Airtel and BPCL lost the most. A very quick look at some stocks that made all the news today on Dalal Street. Shares of Mphasis gained 5% as the company will buy back equity shares worth 988.27 crore rupees. Share price of pharma major Lupin rose as much as 2% even as its CFO resigned. Share price of Inox Wind rose nearly 3% as the company signed an exclusive agreement with AMSC to launch the 3 megawatt wind turbine, which is especially suitable for low wind regimes in India. Shares of RBL Bank shed nearly 5.5% after Kotak Institutional Equities has downgraded the stock to sell from ad rating. Axis Cades Engineering Technologies shares gained 6% today after the company subsidiary won 2 contracts. In other news, Majesco shares gained 1% after its US subsidiary acquired island-based company that provides cloud computer services. Yes Bank shares dropped 12%. Yes Bank was, of course, one of the top losers today, and this happened after Moody's Investor Service downgraded the lender's foreign currency issuer ratings with negative outlook. Capacity Infra Projects shares gained 2% after the company won an order worth 335 crore rupees from Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, that is BSNL. And finally, Orient Electric shares gained 2% after signing a strategic partnership with an Italy-based company. Well, if those were the shares that made all the news, as usual, let's take a quick look at global markets and how they're doing. European stocks are, of course, trading as of now, and they've been trading higher as investors look to read into talks between US and China to address trade war concerns. The pan-European stock 600 has edged up and is trading around 0.25% at the time of my saying this. As for Asian markets, they were higher after a cautious start as traders eyed cues from the US-China meetings. The Shanghai Composite rose 1.05% to close at 2,601.73, while the Shenzhen Composite advanced 1.39% to 1,355.38. Well, as promised, that was everything you needed to know about the events on Dalal Street in under 4 minutes. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street where I will be your fitness coach, and I'll also bring you a few stock picks. So I'll be like Santa as well in November. A fitness coach meets Santa. You can't ask for more. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.